ice-blasting spy getaway vehicle with four giant rocket blasters on the back. A sled so epic, Jackson thought it could be the answer to his dreams. Let's do this! Jackson put on his sunglasses and shook out his feathers so they stood up on end, making him look tough. Because you had to be tough if you wanted to be a secret agent working for the FBI, the Frosty Bureau of Investigation. And joining the FBI was the reason they were shooting the video. It was the thing Jackson wanted more than anything else in the world, even more than he wanted his favorite flipper ball team, the Toothfish, to win the league pennant. All he had to do was convince the FBI that they needed him. Quigley pointed the ice pad at Jackson. FBI audition video, take one. Jackson took a deep breath.
Hi, I'm Secret Agent 00, he said, staring into the camera with a serious look on his face. I'm here today to show you, the bosses at the FBI, why you should hire me as a trainee secret agent. Oh, and you'll definitely want to hire my buddy, too.
Quigley spun the ice pad around to himself. Hi there! He beamed into the lens before turning it back to Jackson.
That was Secret Agent Q, Jackson said. We've been friends since we were eggs. He's the greatest gadget inventor in Rookeryville.
Quigley coughed.
Make that the world!
Jackson winked at Quigley, then went back to looking serious again.
This is one of Agent Q's inventions. He waggled his flipper at the sled. And I'm going to use it to demonstrate my secret agent driving skills. Let's do this.
Jackson gave a flippers up, then climbed aboard the sled. He gripped the steering wheel with both wings and pushed his foot down on the accelerator pedal. Nothing happened.
Quigley,
Jackson whispered.
I'm still here.
Quigley peered around the side of the ice pad.
Maybe it just needs a shove?
As Quigley's foot made contact with the back of the sled, there was a loud VAROOM! The rocket blasters exploded to life, burping out a plume of stinky, seaweed-smelling smoke and shooting the sled forward, nearly knocking Jackson off his seat.
Whoa!
He breathed as he zoomed down the slope, his spiky yellow crest flapping in the icy wind.
If this doesn't show them, nothing will.
Voosh! He steered the sled left to avoid a giant boulder. Voosh! He steered right to miss three dad penguins out for a huddle with their eggs. Voosh! He steered left to avoid heading down the path to the Cliff of Doom. But suddenly, the sled seemed to hiccup, and then splutter, and then...
Ah!
Jackson screamed. Or he would have if he hadn't been a secret agent, because secret agents weren't allowed to scream, even when they were racing down an iceberg and the steering wheel of their getaway vehicle had just come off in their flippers.
Help!
Jackson yelled, breaking the secret agent rule of never shouting for help on a secret spy mission on account of the sled having, by itself, turned right. A very, very, extremely hard right, which meant it was now out of control and hurtling toward the Cliff of Doom. Don't panic, Jackson told himself. Secret agents never panic. Jackson knew this because his Uncle Bryn was a real-life secret agent with the FBI, and Uncle Bryn never panicked, even when he mislaid his secret agent toolkit, which happened at least twice a week. Jackson looked desperately at the dashboard.
There has to be a way to stop this thing.
Wait, what's that? He noticed a small red button with Quigley's squiggly writing underneath. Jackson tried to read the writing, hoping it might say P-A-R-A-C-H-U-T-E. But instead,
M-R-Gen-C,
he read aloud. Huh? There was no time to figure it out. He hit the button and held his breath as the ground below him vanished, and he shot over the Cliff of Doom. For one feather-clenching moment, nothing happened. The sled just sort of sailed through the sky, minding its own business, and Jackson felt a bubble of hope in his belly. Maybe this is actually a flying secret spy getaway vehicle, he thought. Maybe Quigley really is a genius. Or maybe not. Jackson gripped the sides of the sled as it suddenly stopped minding its own business and began F-A-L-L-I-N-G.
Help!
Jackson tried slapping the MRGEN-C button again and again, but nothing happened.
Sucking squids, do something!
He yelled at the sled. And it did.